This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the Education Ministry has launched an investigation into an incident involving a principal cutting the hair of a student. Central Bank Governor says the recent tariffs will have no impact on tourism. CITUSAB calls for greater unity among Barbados's trade unions. Trinidad's outgoing Prime Minister Stuart Young resigns as chairman of the People's National Movement. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Ministry of Educational Transformation has launched an investigation following a report that a school principal cut the hair of a student without parental consent. This follows public outcry about the matter, with many questioning whether the principal's actions were appropriate. However, Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw says the ministry was made aware of the complaint and stressed that they will take the matter seriously.
I became aware of a complaint by the mother of a primary school student alleging that the principal of his school cut his hair without her permission. The matter is now under investigation, and the principal has been directed to provide the Ministry of Educational Transformation with a full report. While the ministry regards the complaint as a serious one and is determined to treat it with the seriousness it demands, until the investigation is completed, it would be imprudent to make any statement of facts that it cannot substantiate, since to do so may result in one side or the other being prejudiced. Concerned Barbadians can rest assured, however, that as soon as all relevant details have been collected and assessed, a substantive public statement will be made.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw. Central Bank Governor Dr. Kevin Greenidge says the recent 10% tariffs imposed by the Donald Trump-led administration will have no impact on tourist bookings to Barbados. Speaking at the Economic Review for the first quarter of this year, Dr. Greenidge suggests that trips already booked prior to the tariff implementation are likely unaffected.
The fact that the tariffs has been paused, one, our main direction for which this will affect us is through tourism. And so far, we're not seeing any fall off in foreign bookings. Person who have booked and their trips prior to this, we haven't seen any fall off in foreign bookings, and the markets are doing very well. Given we have a very strong events calendar for the remainder of the year, given that we have very strong bookings, given we have strong commitments in terms of the various markets, also we have one of our major hotels who would have closed along the South Coast, different properties for renovation, coming back on stream, and that will continue to boost that. Along with the investments that you know going on, we think it's not, the 2.7 is not optimistic, it's actually very realistic, very realistic.
Central Bank Governor Dr. Kevin Greenidge. Meantime, Deputy Governor of the Central Bank, Alwyn Jordan, says that all commercial banks in Barbados are complying with the market conduct guidelines. The regulation, which was issued in July last year, outlines how financial institutions carry out their operations, which include the process of opening and closing accounts, handling complaints, as well as fees and charges. He noted the banks were able to implement some of the guidelines immediately, but stressed others may take some time.
Certainly, as you know, we issued the market conduct guidelines in July of last year. And since that time, we've essentially been liaising with the banks, and I can assure you that the banks are complying with the market conduct guidelines. As you know, there are certain guidelines that essentially were implemented immediately, such as no charging of any fees for electronic transactions for retail customers. But then there's some others that are going to take time, particularly those related, for example, the vulnerable groups in terms of improving their facilities.
Deputy Governor of the Central Bank of Barbados, Alwyn Jordan. The Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations of Barbados, CITUSAB, is calling for unity across the board with all unions. Following last week's sick-out by the Barbados Union of Teachers and a refusal to join by the Barbados Secondary Teachers Union, CITUSAB President Ryan Phillips yesterday made the appeal, citing common challenges and a need for collaboration.
While the Barbados Secondary Teachers Union chose not to support the BUT in the two-day sick-out, its right to adopting a different approach in addressing this matter is to be respected. While the unions may have taken different strategic positions, the shared concern for protecting the entitlements of teachers remain evident. The removal of the terms leave present a breach of good industrial relations practices, and it is important that all stakeholders recognize the broader principle at stake, preserving and upholding the hard-won rights of workers.
C2SAV's President Ryan Phillips. Meantime, General Secretary Dennis DePisa also spoke to the issue and chastised the Ministry of Educational Transformation's move last week to engage retired and student teachers to fill void during the protest action, that is.
The government of Barbados that subscribes to the principles of good industrial relation practice took to putting persons in the school system who are not even employees of the Ministry of Education. Those trainee teachers at Erskine College had no place in the school on that day. Those retired teachers had no place in the school on that day. The problem is, you know, union busting in Barbados, thank God that we are not of that nature and that form of behavior. But elsewhere in the world, that could have been a calamity. It could have been a calamity. And I am disappointed that those persons who ball up with politics would recognize that they have done something that is totally unacceptable and outside of what we practice as a standard.
General Secretary of C2SAB, Dennis DePisa. Thousands are expected to make the journey to St. John today as part of the Barbados Workers Union May Day celebrations and also the launch of We Gathering for that parish. Communications manager at the BWU, Shane Jones, told Starcom Network News much work had gone into the preparation of the venue at Pool Woods.
The Barbados Workers Union just put on the finishing touches. We are super, super, super excited to be celebrating our Bet Who Bet You Fun Family Day and Picnic at Pool Woods in St. John. And why we are so excited about St. John is because the venue has been transformed. We've been speaking to the people living in the area and they're excited about it. People are excited to get on that new bus service from around the country to get up to Pool Woods in St. John. There's food on sale, vendors there. There's a workers village where you can come out and buy some amazing arts and crafts. We've got a mixology competition. Absolutely free kids zone for the kids. I mean, there's something for everyone there.
Communications manager at the Barbados Workers Union, Shane Jones. And in Trinidad and Tobago, outgoing Prime Minister Stuart Young has submitted his resignation as chairman of the People's National Movement following the party's resounding defeat in Monday's general election. In a letter to the PNM, Chairman Foster Cummings, Young, 50, who had replaced Dr. Keith Rowley as Prime Minister last month, says his resignation is effective immediately. He thanked the party's membership for the opportunity to have served as chairman from December 2022 to date. He said he remains committed to continue to advocate their cause and hold the opposition to account on behalf of his constituents. And finally, the U.S. has announced It has signed a natural resources deal with Ukraine. Kyiv and Washington have been locked in negotiations for months over an agreement to give the U.S. access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. A press release external from the Treasury Department says the two countries have agreed to form what is described as a reconstruction investment fund. The deal will see them collaborate to ensure that mutual assets, talents, and capabilities can accelerate Kyiv's recovery. Recapping the headlines. The Education Ministry has launched an investigation into an incident involving a principal cutting the hair of a student. Central Bank Governor says the recent tariffs will have no impact on tourism. C2SAB calls for greater unity among Barbados's trade unions. And Trinidad's outgoing Prime Minister Stuart Young resigns as chairman of the People's National Movement. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.